This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Petra Alicia Sanchez Mireles. Date of birth is March the 20th, 1975. Case ID number is 466-2149. Date of exam, January the 19th, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Dr. Sean J. Adams, dated 8/15/2020, and Tovar Psychological Services, dated 2/11/2021. Identifying information, this is a 47-year-old single female with four children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate decreased vision, comma, cerebral vascular accident times 2 with left hemiparesis, comma, hypertension, comma, osteoarthritis, comma, and hypercholesterolemia. The claimant is presently unemployed, and her last employment date was in 2020, where she worked as a secretary for 8 years. She also worked as a driver for another 12 years. During that time, she worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, she lives in a house with her son, which belongs to the father of her son, and she is presently not receiving disability benefits at this time. Allegation number 1, blindness / decreased vision. Number 2, cerebral vascular accident times 2 with left hemiparesis. Number 3, hypertension. Number 4, osteoarthritis. And number 5, hypercholesterolemia. History of allegations. Number 1, blindness / decreased vision. The claimant states that in 2017, she started to develop problems with her eyesight. The claimant does have hypertension and it has had 2 cerebral vascular accidents, which caused her to have decreased right eye vision. The claimant presently does not wear glasses, and she states that her night vision, as well as her peripheral vision, is very poor. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected, was 20/100. Pinhole was 20/40. OS uncorrected is 20/50. Pinhole is 20/50. Binocular uncorrected is 20/50. The claimant states that her condition has improved with time, but that she still has difficulty in seeing, especially with the right eye. Allegation number 2, cerebral vascular accident times 2 with left hemiparesis. The claimant states that on August the 17th, 2020, she presented to Valley Baptist after having a cerebral vascular accident. The claimant states that she has had 2 cerebral vascular accidents, one which occurred on June 2020 and a second one that occurred on in August of 2020. The claimant states that she was hospitalized for 1 month and she presented to the hospital with left hemiparesis, decreased balance, decreased right eye vision, dysphagia, and dysphagia, and decreased memory and cognitive function. The claimant also states that she developed a seizure disorder and had a syncopal episode when she had the stroke. Her residual symptoms include left hemiparesis, comma, decreased balance, comma, mild decreased right eye vision, comma, occasional seizures, comma, but no more syncopal episodes, and her speech and mental status are better at this time. Her limitations include being able to walk 40 feet, comma, stand for 30 minutes, comma, climb 1 flight of stairs, comma, but she states that she has to use a cane at all times. The claimant is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, use a skillet, comma, button her clothes, and lift approximately 5 pounds with her right hand only. The claimant states she is unable to open up a jar top, comma, or sweep a room at this time. The claimant is presently on warfarin, sodium, 2.5 milligrams QD. She was diagnosed with a hematoma of the right thalamus brain, measuring 11 by 2.9 centimeters. She also had a previous stroke, which was 9 centimeters by 2.5 centimeters, hematoma of the right thalamus. Her condition appears to be a little bit better at this time and stable. Allegation number 3, hypertension. The claimant states that in 2002, she was having temporal and occipital headaches along with blurred vision. She denies any in-organ damage such as myocardial infarction or nephropathy, but states that she did have a cerebral vascular accident in June of 2020 and in August of 2020. Her blood pressure at this visit is 134 over 89 mmHg. She's presently taking amlodipine, 10 milligrams QD. Carvedilol, 6.25 milligrams BID, furosemide, 20 milligrams QD, and clonidine hydrochloride, 0.1 milligrams BID. Her condition at this time appears to be stable and her blood pressure is normal. Allegation number 4, osteoarthritis. The claimant states that in 2018, the claimant started to have aches and pains in her whole body, and she was diagnosed with osteoarthritis. She denies any x-rays, comma, fractures, comma, surgeries, comma, or injections given for her condition. Her symptoms include swelling, comma, warmth, comma, pain and stiffness, comma, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that she feels daily. Her limitations include being able to walk 40 feet, comma, stand for 30 minutes, comma, climb one flight of stairs, comma, and bend over to pick up clothes. She is unable to squat. The claimant is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, use a skillet, comma, button her clothes and lift approximately 5 pounds with her right hand only. The claimant at this time is unable to open up a jar top or sweep. She does have an assistive device, which is a cane that she uses all the time. And her physician is Dr. Christina Adams. She is presently on tramadol hydrochloride, 50 milligrams QID, and she states that she does do some walking in the house for exercise. Allegation number 5, hypercholesterolemia. The claimant states that in 2020, she was diagnosed with hypercholesterolemia and started on atorvastatin 40 milligrams QD. She states her last levels have been normal, and she has been monitored frequently for her cholesterol level. She denies any myocardial infarction, but states that she did have a cerebral vascular accident in June of 2020 and also in August of 2020. She seems to be doing well with her medications, and her levels appear to be well controlled. It was noted that one of the allegations was diabetes mellitus, but the claimant states that that was a mistake. She does not have diabetes mellitus at all. Family history. Her father has diabetes mellitus, hypertension, heart disease, and cancer of the lungs. Her mother had diabetes mellitus, hypertension, and heart disease. Medications. Tramadol hydrochloride, 50 milligrams QID. furosemide 20 milligrams QD, carvedilol 6.25 milligrams BID, warfarin sodium 2.5 milligrams QD, amlodipine 10 milligrams QD, atorvastatin 40 milligrams QD, clonidine hydrochloride 0.1 milligrams BID, levetiracetam 500 milligrams BID, and trazodone 50 milligrams QD. Medical problems, hypertension, coma, urolithiasis in 2018, comma, COVID-19 in 2020, obstructive sleep apnea, comma, cerebral vascular accident times two, comma, in 2020, coronary artery disease with a heart valve problem of the mitral valve, which was corrected with surgery, decreased vision, especially of the right eye, obesity, comma, hyperlipidemia, comma, mitral valve repair on October the 10th, 2022. The claimant major surgeries, bilateral tubal ligation on November the 15th, 2020, urethral repair on September the 27th, 2020, social history, the claimant denies any history of smoking, alcohol, the claimant states she drinks two beers per week and did so for only 2 years. She did have a DWI at one time. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder, but does have a seizure disorder, which is being treated at this time. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination. Temperature is 98.2 Fahrenheit, weight 185 pounds, height 5 feet 3 and a fourth inch, BP 134 over 89 mmHg, heart rate 76 beats per minute, respiration 16 respirations per minute, BMI 33. General. This is a 57-year-old female who appears to be her stated age and is in no acute distress. She also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability evaluation. Could you please drop down to H-E-E-N-T? The last two sentences. Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected is 20/100. Pinhole is 20/40. OS uncorrected is 20/50. Pinhole is 20/50. Binocular uncorrected is 20/50. Could you please drop down to cardiovascular after the last sentence? There is a right curve 7-centimeter surgical scar under the right breast where a mitral valve heart repair was performed from that angle. And there is also a 10-centimeter right inguinal scar where surgery was performed from those two sides to repair a mitral valve on the left side where the heart is at. Could you please drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was slow, unsteady, and somewhat antalgic. The claimant did present with a assistive device, which was a cane that she used when she came to the visit, and states that she uses all the time. Her hand-eye coordination was good, and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was normal, and the lumbar sign was negative. Could you drop down to muscular skeletal? The claimant had some muscle spasms and tenderness of the left upper and lower extremities. No joint swelling, erythema, effusion, or deformity was noted. There is normal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine. The claimant was able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the upper and lower extremities. However, the claimant does have some mild weakness of the left upper and lower extremity. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting position was 90 degrees on the right side and 70 degrees on the left. And in the supine position, it was 80 degrees on the right side and 40 degrees on the left. Sensory examination was mildly abnormal for the left upper and lower extremities. There is normal range of motion and strength of both knees. However, the claimant does have flexion of 130 degrees on the left and 150 degrees on the right. The claimant is able to squat and get up on her own, but with moderate difficulty. No difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, but the claimant did have moderate difficulty in getting up and down from the exam table. The claimant also had moderate difficulty on walking on her heels and toes, but was able to walk at a fairly normal tandem rate with her cane, although she does have a little bit of a antalgic type limp. She could stand on the right foot, but was unable to stand on the left foot, and she was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assistive devices, she does require a cane at this time, secondary to mild left hemiparesis, which appears to be mild at this time. Neurological exam, grip strength was plus 5 over 5 for the right and plus 4 over 5 for the left. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. The claimant is able to swallow and speak at this time. Reflexes were symmetrical. For the upper extremities, which includes the biceps, brachioradialis reflexes. The patellar and Achilles reflexes were plus 1 for the left side and plus 2 for the right. Sensory examination was normal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was normal, except mildly decreased for the left upper and lower extremity. There is no evidence of muscle wasting, but a little bit of muscle spasms for the left upper and lower extremity. Muscle strength was plus 5 over 5 for all tested areas, except for the left side where it was plus 4 over 5 for the left upper and lower extremity. Fine and dexterous finger control is grossly normal bilaterally, although a little bit less so for the left hand. Functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly restricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle objects with the right hand and to a lesser extent with the left. She hears and speaks well. There is some evidence of tissue destruction secondary to a cerebral vascular accident of the right brain. but the claimant has no evidence of joint deformity or bone or tissue destruction. The claimant did have moderate difficulty in heel, toe, and tandem walking, but she is able to walk with a cane. There is normal grip strength for the right side and to a lesser extent at plus 4 over 5 for the left. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is mildly restricted for the left. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting, but does show a little bit of fatigue for the left upper and lower extremity. The claimant has some mild limitations in her visual acuity, especially for the right eye, but appears to have normal visual fields for both eyes at this time. She is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have some restricted limitations in her workplace environment, secondary to a mild left upper and lower hemiparesis. Probable diagnoses. Number one, blindness, decreased vision. Appears to have improved her binocular uncorrected is 20 over 50. And appears to be improving with time. Allegation number two, cerebral vascular accident times two with left hemiparesis, confirmed with physical examination. The claimant does have some mild weakness of the left upper and lower extremity, but has a grip strength of plus 4 over 5. Number three, hypertension, dash, being treated at this time. Blood pressure was 134 over 89 mmHg, which is normal. Number four, osteoarthritis, dash, mild, being treated with various medications, appears to be stable at this time. Not confirmed. Number five, hypercholesterolemia, being treated with medications at this time. Her last levels were normal. She appears to be well controlled. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Petra Alicia Sanchez Mireles.